Suddenly, it seems that British boy bands are taking America. The Yanks have had New Kids, NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys, but never really took to the British version through the 90s. Two boy bands have changed all that. You don't know you're beautiful.
I'm glad you came.
But what does it take to make it big as a boy band? To make sure that you're more take that than big fun.
Do, 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 do. She said, I love you, boy, I love you so. She said, I love you, baby, oh, 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 oh.
Well, that'll be Quantum here in the studio. Steve, Dave, Anton, Josh, welcome to Men's Hour.
Evening.
Evening.
Thank you for a little bit of a cappella. They hope they're poised on the brink of stardom. Also with us is someone who's been there and done that. $20 million records worldwide, 11 top 10 singles and 4 top 10 albums. They are 5, Richie, Jay, Ab, Sean, and with us tonight, Scott Robinson. Scott, thanks very much for coming in.
No worries, thanks for inviting me.
So, Quantum, let's get a measure of you guys. Let's have a quick run through. How old are you and what are you doing at the moment as you're about to hopefully give it all up and become a massive band?
I'm Steve, I'm 24, just pushing music. Music's my life. And we're here to do a 2012 takeover, basically.
I'm Josh, and I'm only 17, but hopefully I'm going to make up your new as well.
Okay, so you're the baby of the band?
Yeah, you're basically.
I'm sure you've heard it before. There's a little bit of Marco in about you. Dave?
I'm Dave. I'm 19. I work full-time at the minute, but obviously music's my passion.
Where are you working?
I work at Ladbrokes Bookies in Weston Supermare.
Okay, Anthony?
Hi, my name's Anthony. I'm 22. I'm between jobs right now, but my concentration is on the music right now, so...
Okay, Quantum, how big are you guys going to be? In your heart of hearts... You're going to make it?
Huge. Like, bigger than you can even imagine. Galaxies.
Well, let's hope it.
But do you foresee a life of money, of being chased after by fans?
I don't think it's about that, to be honest.
I don't think it's about the money. It's about being happy and making other people happy as well.
Being able to do music, I think, full time would be outstanding.
Okay, I mean, you're giving us all the kind of the answers you'd expect on X Factor. In your heart of hearts, do you think your lives are going to change?
I think we're definitely talented enough to do it, and I think as long as we just keep pushing ourselves and push ourselves, we definitely can. I think there's the gap there for us.
Yeah.
And we are all talented enough, I believe, to do it. Yeah.
It's massive. Yeah. Wide range of ability within the band. So,
I mean, Scott, I guess you need boundless confidence to even have a shot at this sort of thing.
Yeah, I think if you don't believe in yourself and if you wake up in the morning and think, oh, you know, we'll never make it, then you will never make it. You've got to be confident and say, yeah, we will do it and we will be the best band out there. Otherwise, there's no point in trying.
Can you be overconfident?
Well, I think overconfidence turns into arrogance, and there's a fine line. And, you know, the last thing you want to do is be arrogant, because people don't buy into that. The public don't like that. But confidence is what, you know, you need for the success, really.
Mm. Quantum, what's next for you? Singles, tours? What stage are you at?
Well, right now, we're just in rehearsals right now. Sorry. We're just in rehearsals right now, and we're just practicing, rehearsing. But in August, that's when we'll be bringing our single out. We've heard a few little tasters of what we could be doing.
Yep.
And we like the sound.
Top secret at the minute. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Well, the fans who are outside screaming, but you can't quite hear because it's soundproof glass.
Got a few fans.
Can't wait. Scott, you've had what they aspire to. You've had these million sellers. You've had the adulation. From where you're sat now, what would you say to these guys?
Well, we've just been talking outside. You know, I was just, you know, giving my words of wisdom, I suppose, for a bit, for the 5 years that I was doing the band, and, you know, obviously selling the singles and whatnot. It is hard, and I've been explaining that to the lads, that it's not all the you know, the Screaming Girls is not all it all that it is, and you don't just do the photo shoots, and you know, you are very busy and you're working very hard. I've just told them to stay grounded and remember who they are and what they believe in now, and not get carried away. You know, I think if you believe in your own hype too much.
But at what point did you think, I'm on top of the world, this is it?
Well, performing with Queen, probably, you know, number one with Queen, with We Will Rock You. Queen only ever took it to number two themselves, you know, so to actually be with, you know, the likes of Queen, you know, Brian May, Roger Taylor, and actually be number one with that single was pretty amazing. Mm. And yeah, and I think you do have to pinch yourself and say, you know, calm down, you're still, you know, still the lad from Essex that you always was.
And there must be that sickening moment, I guess, when you start to realise that it's unravelling and it's slightly slipping out of your hands.
We never really got to that stage as a band, because we kind of pulled the rug from under us ourselves. We quit at number one with Let's Dance and decided that we didn't want to have that thing where people didn't want you anymore. And, you know, so we were quite glad to sort of end on the top, and hopefully people remember that.
Yeah. Coming back, though?
Yeah, there's always talks, and, you know, everyone wants us to. The fans are on Twitter all the time talking about, you know, Five doing a reunion and... And yeah, they're trying to get stuff trending. And
but from your point of view, do you think, okay, this is great, I can have another fix of that lifestyle I once had?
Yeah, I think obviously I miss it. You know, the fans stop screaming, and you know, and now obviously I've got a normal life with the wife and the kids and doing the school run in the morning. It's not quite the same as you know, playing Wembley, but you know, it's still a great life that I'm living now. But yeah, you want to, you always want to be a performer. You know, that's what I was born to do. So,
and guys, what do you think is different about Wanted and One Direction, which has helped them break America, which is the Holy Grail?
I think, especially One Direction, they all seem, they're in the news and stuff for being cheeky chappies. All of them are quite young, quite good-looking lads, know how to dress and stuff, and they're all quite cheeky, and they seem like they'd be easy to get along with if you'd met them yourself.
Yeah, if you were to meet them down the pub or whatever, they'd be like, oh, yeah, it's my new mate, you know.
Just really, come out like, for a few... You seem really easy to get on with, I think. You just get that vibe from
people. Like, relate to those type of people as well. That we feel more connected to them in that sort of way.
And you guys have been put together. I mean, you're kind of manufactured, but they're trying to get people who are a bit sort of earthier and come from parts of Wales and southwest England, that sort of thing. So you didn't know each other before. Scott, how do you manage relations when you're a band and you've been put together and you weren't even sort of mates to start with?
Well, you know, we were put together in the same way, and you know, we had to live together for a while. And you know, you're going to have your arguments and you're going to have your ups and downs, like brothers do. And these guys are going to spend a lot of time together. And I think if they're honest with the fans and they are real to what they're doing, and they say, you know, we've had a few arguments, but we're a band and we love being together and we love performing, then they'll be all right.
Okay, Quantum, listen, best of luck.
Thank you.
Could be exciting times ahead. Scott, if Five reform, that'd be great. Come back on the show.